Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Gonna give y'all a quick little show tonight, y'all. Gonna have Shabazz OG, y'all, keeping it real. Me and him was just chopping it up, talking about some likes of reality situations. So y'all definitely gotta check out his interview, y'all. He is a very cool dude. He's also promoting his artist, and I'm gonna be dropping his jam called Whoa. But you know what? Okay, so we're gonna change lanes real quick. My sidekick Michelle didn't call in today, so I'm rolling by myself. Y'all, I'm rolling solo, but that's okay. I got this. We're going to talk about a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. You know, we messy. We like the messy stuff going on. Okay, so my love and hip-hop, y'all. My Hollywood is gone off, so I don't know what to do because I'm venting with that. Then you got my Atlanta, y'all. Just kick back up. My love and hip-hop to Atlanta. And y'all know Snoop from The Wire, she is on here. I was like, okay. And this, you know, so she's going to, you know, hang out with the boys, with the Creep Squad, and going to do her thing. And she got her little lady friend from Chicago that she's trying to help her get into the music industry. So I can't wait to see how this going to unfold. But my girl, Cardi B, she's dropping them joints, y'all. Y'all watch out for Cardi. Cardi finna be hot. So, Cardi, you ain't got to worry about the stripping scene no more. It's with B. You know you want Cardi B. And Cardi B got them teeth fixed, y'all. She look amazing. She looked good in the first place, but that's my girl. I love Cardi B. But I'm waiting to see my baby daddy. They ain't showed him yet. Peace, gun. You know, I'm venting over here because they ain't showed you yet. I'm waiting to see you, boo-poo. But, all right, enough of them. If y'all saw my Tyler Perry, the season finale, you know, Tyler, you just wrong for this. He just leaves us hanging with these shows with Loving You Is Wrong. And, you know, I can't wait for my Have and Have Nots to come back because I got to talk to my boys. Got to talk to my boy Vinny to see what's going on with them. And Takika had her baby, y'all. So kudos to Takika Sumter. And, what else, y'all? What else? Something else happened. Kanye got out the hospital. Poor Kanye. Kanye is really going through it. He canceled all his concerts. So he's, you know, right now, you know, actually, y'all, on a serious note, mental illness is nothing to play with. So y'all know anybody that's going through a certain situation, y'all listen to them and see if you can help them out. Let them, you know, let them feel them and see what you, lead them in the right direction. Put it that way. You know, just don't shut them out because that's a real serious illness, and praying for you, Kanye, and them Kardashians. Ugh, Kardashians. Anyway, gonna drop a couple of joints, y'all. Then I'm gonna have my Shabazz OG dropping his knowledge on some of the words of the street that he was talking about. Then I'm gonna leave y'all with Whoa, his jam. And of course, I did a little mix for y'all. Y'all gonna like that. You know what? I'm gonna give y'all my mix first. So, y'all gonna jam my mix first, and then we're gonna go there. So here we go. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl sitting right here at Open Talk 2.
Girl, DJ Sin.
the show, y'all, I'm rolling with an OG, y'all. He's no stranger to being real. Some would say he's the voice of reasoning. I got Shabazz, the OG, rolling with me today. What's up, Shabazz?
What's happening, Cindy?
What is going on with you in Miami? What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just around living my life.
You living your life?
With the people, you know, talking shit. So.
Well, tell me, what you do? Tell me a little bit about you. What's going on? What's about you, man?
My life's so real. I'm going to check this call while me and you talk.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so y'all, we're on hold, listening to a live call.
Okay.
He is. See how real he is? He is super real.
How long before you go to the flight? I mean, how long before the flight leaves? All right, just call me back before you take.
I'm gonna hire him, y'all, as my bodyguard or something. Make all my calls for me.
I'm sorry, Cindy. Go ahead, baby.
I am here. I'm still here waiting on you.
Yeah, I had that was a point call. I apologize.
Okay, that was one of your artists.
No, only got one artist, baby.
Well, I might need to hire you as my manager. You want to work with me?
No more artists. I got the one artist. Because a lot of people don't understand about this game, Cindy, is, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, oh yeah, you know, I manage, I got a bunch of artists, I manage a rapper, I manage a singer, I manage a monkey, I manage a ride skateboards, like, you know, they just got all these managing all these situations. When all that reality, all they doing is they managing to mess these people's lives up and slow down their dream.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Somebody's manager is a very, very intense, meticulous, and tedious responsibility.
Mm.
And most people don't take that serious.
Well, yeah.
Like, I got my hands full with AR Music.
Okay.
That one person. One individual, I got my hands full.
And he,
you understand what I'm saying?
So he's promoting, what's the jam, Whoa?
Yeah, whoa, whoa. The name of the record is Whoa, Whoa, yep.
Okay, I was jamming it. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you like it. You know, we just started working the record. Probably about 30 days ago, so the record is super brand new. But we're getting a great response from the record. We're getting a lot of great feedback. We just shot the video. So everything is in its beginning stages, so I'm looking for everything to really, really press.
Okay.
You know, the top of first quarter.
Okay.
You know, so for right now, we good though. Yeah, but AR Music, that's my primary focus as it relates to music.
Okay, so you ain't gonna work on any other projects. You don't want to work with me. That's what you're saying. You don't want to work with me. I'm messing with you. Okay, I want
to
know about these rants. Come on, let's talk about these rants that I'm calling a rant. So, you talked about my baby daddy at the game. What was you ranting about on him?
First of all, when people saying senseless stuff and just talking to hear themselves talk,
because
their voice sound good to their own ears, that's a rant.
That's a rant.
Yeah, we can't call what I do a rant.
Okay.
We can associate rants with me.
Okay. You just keeping it real.
How it is.
That's right.
I'm just keeping it 100. Like, you know, I'm talking. Like, you'll never really catch me emotional and mad and talking crazy to the camera and, like, just all of my feelings. Like, because nothing that I speak about has me that emotionally involved. There may have been a time or two I might have been up mad about something. But, for the most part, I just talk.
Well, you know what you need to talk about? What's your take right now on Kanye? What you think, what you really think is going on?
Before I get to Kanye, answer your question about game.
Okay, yeah, tell me about my baby daddy.
I mean, I don't even have a problem with game.
Uh-huh.
You know, that game, you know, we respectfully shake hands before, and, you know, I don't have a problem with being the individual.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole situation at that time, you know, as it related to Meek, I just didn't agree with. I'm the type of person, you always have to remember your past when you're involved and engaged in something in the present.
Uh-huh.
So to me, it just didn't really make sense. First of all, I knew what the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
With calling Meek a rat and all of that. And in my opinion, you know, everyone has their own opinion. In my opinion, then being a street dude myself, that conversation and those accusations weren't rat worthy.
Okay.
Like I said on the video, out here, you don't call a man a homosexual, you don't call a man a thief, and you don't call a man a rat.
Uh-huh.
Unless you got unequivocal proof. Because those are charges that you put on somebody that's almost irremovable. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, I got you.
Put that on somebody. You can't take that off.
Uh-huh.
So many people use the word rat loosely these days. And 7 out of 10 people don't really know what a rat is. So when the conversation was, Meek is a rat, I just felt like that was going a little too far to gain attention because you got an album getting ready to come out.
Right.
And to call the man a rat, and then, you know, you got, historically, you've been on national television crying.
Yeah.
Saying you don't want to be in the rap industry no more. You know, it's just little things like that people tend to forget that could come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
So it wasn't nothing against him personally.
Uh-huh.
When his manager, you know, then when we got involved, you know, people thought it was heightened, and it really wasn't. They took what Wax said, you know, the extra mile, and thought it was going to be an issue with him and I, and it wasn't.
Okay.
You know, the day after those videos was up, him and I was on the phone, you know, talking like two grown men.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He expressed himself about why he said what he said in his videos, and I expressed myself as to why I said what I said, but it was no beef, it wasn't no disrespect. And the comment, it just wasn't nothing serious.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Anywhere around the board,
uh-huh.
You know, as it related to that. Now, what was going on behind the scenes?
Uh-huh.
Yes. There was some things going on. It could have caused major issues for people because, yeah, there was a lot of he said this and he said that, and it could have led some people getting hurt because of what's coming out of niggas' mouths.
Yeah, that's true.
Thankfully, it didn't come to that.
Yeah.
It subsided. It is what it is. And that's that. But the personal against game, no. I love to see niggas get money.
That's right.
That's what I like to see. I like to see niggas get paper. You know, I like to see us win. I like to see us share. And that's all it is for me. I ain't really with all the.
That's a good thing.
I'm not really with all the beat because there's nothing like. What is there really?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Unless somebody do something to your family member or some bodily harm to you, what do rappers really got to beef about with one another?
Right. That's true. Well, let me ask you this real quick, changing the subject. Do you think it's better for, like, the artists to do independent, like the independent artists, is it better for them to do it that way or basically work with a record label? You know, like one of the major record labels.
Honestly speaking, it depends on where that artist is financially or what type of financial support he has.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the artist is in a position where they can do their own marketing,
mm-hmm.
their own promoting,
mm-hmm.
and make their project self-sufficient, absolutely be independent.
Okay.
Absolutely. It gives you more control.
Right. That's what I happen to be
super dope and you got lucky and put a record out on YouTube, and that record caught fire, and record labels want to sign you,
uh-huh.
and you don't have another option, you don't have the independent option, then by all means, sign a record deal. Just get yourself the best possible lawyer that you can that's going to work in your favor and on your behalf, because the mistake that a lot of people make is thinking that the record label is their partner. Record label not your partner. The record label is your competition.
Okay. What's the reason why I asked? Because
I interviewed an OG
artist back in the 80s. Her name was Robin S. I can't remember the song right off the top of my head. However,
Now she's independent, and that's what she was saying. You have more freedom, I guess, as an independent artist to promote your things versus if you were with a label and you wanted to drop an album that next night, like Beyonce can drop hers, you know what I mean? You can't because the record label say, wait, we're going to do this next month or the next day or whatever.
Yeah, but when you're signing the label, when you're independent. Exactly what it is.
Right.
You can do what you want to do.
Yeah, like you said, but you got to have the financial gain.
If you got the money to do it.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. So you have to, you know, basically independent, you have to have the financial stability to push your, you know, your material. That's the only thing.
You have to be able to push the material, you know,
yeah.
And people try to figure out a lot of times, you know, how much money does it take? You know, there's really no dollar amount.
Right.
However much it takes is how much it takes. Between the times you start and how far you can last.
Right.
So how resilient is your dollar?
That's true. Right. Well, come on, let's talk about Kanye. What you think going on with him? You think this is a publicity stunt with him? Or he just, something just really wrong with him? What do you think? Then I'll tell you my opinion.
Years ago, Kanye had a line in one of his records that said, people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. He said that line himself in one of his records. I can't remember which record it was. I can't remember which song it was off the top of my head. But he said himself, people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. And I believe myself personally that that's what Kanye is experiencing now. See, when you're in this industry, I'm in it, I'm around it, I'm not a successful artist, I'm not a successful executive with a whole bunch of money that's on that tier of financial wealth, right? But I'm around it enough to know that a lot of these dudes that got bread, that got all these material possessions, they're not happy because they don't know who's who. They don't know who's around for the money. They don't know who's around for the fame. It's hard to differentiate who really care about you. So I just think that with the loss of his mother, him already having been seemingly somewhat of an introvert, you know, and he's a producer. You know, so producers and writers and like those types of guys, and like they're geniuses. Like they fought along weird already anyway.
Right. With him for sure. He's so theatrical to me.
But most of those guys that are creative geniuses like that, they got some weirdness to them.
Yeah.
You know, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, like, you know, they got a level of weirdness that most people don't understand, which makes them so creatively, you know, genius. And I just think Kanye just become a victim of his success.
I don't know. You know what? I honestly, and you could be right. You could be right. But what I look at, like you say, with the money he's making, the fame he has, and I know some people love these people, but I'm one that can't stand them, the Kardashians. I just feel like being up under them with that.
Let me ask you a question. Why can't you stand the Kardashians?
Well, you know, okay, this is my thing, honestly. I would say their fame is their fame, but how they got their fame is what I don't like. I mean, you got wait a minute, let me finish. You got people that's going to modeling agency school, busting their asses, trying to be a model. But then you got one of the baby sisters, because she's a Kardashian, she's all plastered all over the TV, doing these rip the runways, and I just feel like that's not fair. That's all I'm saying. Then you got...
Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
And then you got Kim. How she hustled and grind from the sex video up until, you know, hanging out with Paris Hilton and all that kind of stuff, to now, you know, two or three famous men. And I don't know. I guess I look at if somebody asks her, how did you get to where you are today? I mean, what could she say? besides I hustled? You know what I mean? What is it?
What should she say?
I don't know.
What
I mean,
should she say? See, this is a very interesting topic for me, and I love having this conversation with people. Now, I just listened to what you said about the little sister.
Plastered
over the TV. And, you know, in modern agencies, she's giving her a chance and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, you can't fault them for what society has become. That's not their fault. I'm not mad at them. They didn't go out and rob nobody. They didn't steal nothing from nobody.
I'm not mad at them. I just don't like how they achieve their level of of success.
But what do they do that nobody else does? I said this one day about a month ago when Meek's album was coming out, and my good friend in Atlanta was opening his club, my friend Ruggs, and I made a post that day. Because people tend to say, even about my friend Rugg, regular street dude from Brooklyn, he's a Duce ambassador in Atlanta. You know, he's one of Fabulous' closest friends, of a brother to fan. But he has branched off, and he from being a Duce ambassador of Atlanta, you know, friends with Jay-Z, friends with Emory Jones, you know, a whole host of industry friends. Now he's opening his own nightclub. And people have tended to say, who is this nigga Ruggs? And what did he do? And how he get this and how he get that? What's his talent? And that's what they say about the Kardashians.
Like
you just said, if somebody asked Kim, how did you get what you are? It is a talent in itself. In itself, to make yourself, however you do it, a household name and a brand. So much so that people can't keep their name out their mouth, they can't keep their eyes off your social media, and everybody wants you on the cover of their magazine. Every man wanna get you. Every female wanna look like you.
Well, that's not true, because I don't wanna look like her.
No, I know
I'm just playing. I get what you're saying, because I know I watch.
What she did takes talent.
Have you watched the interview that she had with Oprah? Did you ever watch that? You need to go back and watch it. And at the end of the interview, when Oprah was like by herself, she kind of basically, of course she said it more professional than I'm saying it, but she just kind of wrapped it up and said, you know, she's proud of them to where they are, of the level, you know, how the success they're at. But she didn't like how they achieved it. That was okay. So you got a call coming through. Go and take your call.
Hold on.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's my Shabazz OG, and we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna go to one of his artists. We're gonna go through. Whoa. Don't go nowhere. You ain't what you're gonna send it right here at Open Talk to.
Real niggas, whoa. call her sensei. She in your basement, dudes what him say. Real niggas get respect though. Get a real bitch, you can trust with the check though. She ain't worried about the sex though. And they ain't worried about a old nigga, he like less so. Hey, and I'm braided, baby. Every time I go alone, my baby placement. Cars can't get mixed out. Hit the Bell Harbor, shots to go crazy. But if God, I'ma play so hard, I'ma kill you. Swear to God, I'ma flex so hard, I'ma kill niggas. I swear to God, I'ma flex so hard, I'ma kill niggas. I swear to God, I'ma flex so hard, I'ma kill niggas. But not them real niggas.
You're not turning into the very best of yours truly, Jazzy Sizzle, and I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk 2. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Julio with the flow. Dr. Zulu, man.
All right, y'all. Again, that was my boy. Shabazz OG, y'all, he really keep it real. Y'all gotta check out his YouTube videos. He is on his own mission, y'all. I love this dude. And y'all checked out his artist, Whoa Whoa with the Sam Whoa Whoa. Y'all go to his Twitter and y'all check him out. His Instagram, I'm gonna post everything on my blog so y'all can follow him and y'all keep him. Check him out, y'all. He is funny, y'all. He really is, so. But all right, y'all. Gonna leave y'all with my jam. And, let me see. I don't know. I might make y'all listen next week. But next week on the show, y'all got my Triple Threat ladies that's gonna be playing with the big boys in the yard. They're gonna do some freestyle. So they're gonna hang out with the big boys and definitely hang out. Freestyle rapping. So if y'all want to be a part of the show, y'all hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Email me. Give me some ideas. Send me your jam, your joint. I'll drop them on here. Don't forget all the outlets I have. I'm on Open Talk 2. I am at Spreaker. I am TuneIn. I'm on Airtime America. And I'm definitely on 90.1 FM Saturdays, every Saturday from 12 to 2. All right, y'all. Leaving y'all with Cash Camp, Cash Walk.
It's time to do my dance. know what time it is. Came to make it dead like Michael Jackson in the Wiz. Ain't holding up my pants, kept walking on them haters. They love to watch us do it, cause they kept got flavor. Fired in a cradle, hotter than a radiator. We keep that gas low, moving like an escalator. You don't wanna do it, then boy, I'll see you later. Kept walking out from Bankhead to Decatur. It ain't hard to do, put some pep up in your stuff. But if a hater throw some salt, kept sliding to the left. You can do it how you want. It's all in your bag. The only rule that is to do it is to make them haters mad. Now, walk it on the floor. Count, walk it on the floor. Yeah, you got them choosing hard, so count, walk it on that hoe. H-Town fitted with my dreads out of back. New J's on my feet, fresher than some plastic wrap. Oh, yeah.
Seven bread.
Boy,
know my guns everywhere. And if somebody got a problem, we could meet up anywhere. Have no sex, dumb. Don't you play dumb. You know where we came from. You don't want to talk no
and